The reason I'm doing this presentation is to prove to you that the Holy Bible has been heavily polluted and corrupted, and that the words of the living God have been perverted by the false scribes, and that blessed Jesus is not the Son of God or God, bless his name forever, but rather a mighty prophet, and that blessed Jesus was not, and I repeat, was not crucified, and that he clearly did not die for our sins, but rather someone else did die in fact, and that the doctrine of the Trinity is a fraud, along with the false teachers of the Christian faith we have today, along with many other false beliefs that I have been brought up with for 43 years of my Christian Catholic Maronite life. The reason I'm doing this, it's not a hoax, it's not a joke. This is true proof from my Bible that what we have been brought up with all our lives, and our parents and grandparents, is all false. For 43 years, I was a strong practicing Maronite Catholic. I was baptized in the church, had communion, and eventually married in the church. Most of the priests were close friends of mine, and often we would share meals together. However, all this changed around 8 months ago when I went on a Christmas trip to my hometown, Lebanon. After choosing to get to know God more as a New Year's resolution wish, I got more than I bargained for. Upon returning to Australia, I took a liking to my Catholic Bible and spent 6 months reading the book, cover to cover. Upon completion, I came across a truth that was deeply embedded within an existing Bible, completely opposite to what I had known and believed for 43 years of my life. So I put together a 30-page report on the Bible and sent off copies to the Maronite Bishop, the Monsignor, and two monks in Melbourne requesting a written reply. Unfortunately, till this day, around 4 months and three emails later, to each of these individuals, I only got a phone call from the Monsignor, who by the way is related to my wife, saying that I was small-minded. And in a later visit to my home, he refused to look at the Catholic Bible when I went to present something to him, waving his hands at me and stating, "I don't want to see, I don't want to see." And more recently, a Maronite monk sent me a copy of a book which is about a dialogue between the Catholics and the Jehovah's, with reference to a few letters by Paul from the Bible. I struggled to see the connection of how this book can be an answer to a report that was clearly from within the text of the Bible. So having got this poor reply, it gave me more resolve to resort to this method, and I hope your attitude and response will be more professional than that of the clergy, for I am certain at the end of it all, it will be.